Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here, the author of Universe in a Mirror, the biography of Hubble, a very successful NASA robot probe now showing its age. Once there were six gyros. What's happened, Bob?
Actually, John, over his whole life, by the way, Hubble just celebrated its 34th anniversary in orbit. It was launched in 1990, so it's been in orbit 34 years. It's supposed to only be in orbit for 15 years, so it's well past its life. And during the maintenance period, when the shuttle could go and do repairs, they must have replaced the six gyros on Hubble four times. So it's probably had close to two dozen gyros over time. They fail because they are moving part and they move very fast. And so even though the technology has improved, these things fail. So in 2009, they gave Hubble six new gyros. You need a minimum of three gyros to have three-dimensional control of the telescope so it can take very sharp images. Over the last 15 years, since that last repair mission, three gyros have failed. So it only has now three gyros, and that's been the case for like the last 2 years. If they lose another gyro, they are then going to go what they call one gyro mode. So they'll keep one gyro in reserve and they'll operate one gyro. When that happens, Hubble will no longer be able to take really sharp pictures anymore because the three gyros control it in three dimensions. You take two gyros away and you only can control its precision pointing in one dimension. So there's no way the images are going to be as sharp. Well, we're now possibly facing this reality. Hubble went into safe mode this week. It's no longer doing science operations because one of the three gyros had problems. The computer detected issues, and it shut it down. Put the telescope in safe mode. This is the same gyro that had problems in November that put it in safe mode the last time. If they cannot get this fixed, they're going to go to one gyro mode, and that means that's the end of sharp pictures from Hubble. There'll be decent pictures they'll be able to get science from. But the glorious pictures, such as the one I post in this link today, with this story, will no longer occur. It will not be the same telescope anymore.
And there was talk at Boca Chica about a mission to Hubble, wasn't there?
Yes. Jared Isaacman, the billionaire who has flown on Dragon already once on a private mission, it just went orbit, and is planning two more missions. The next mission is coming up this summer. It's going to be a mission on a Dragon capsule where they've set it up to be able to allow him to do a spacewalk, the first private spacewalk in space outside the capsule. He has a next mission where he's talking to NASA about going to Hubble to do a repair mission. Whether a Dragon capsule could bring up the equipment to replace a gyro is questionable because it's not very big, the Dragon. But it's not out of the realm of possibility, and if it happens, it'll be great. Isaacman has a third mission on Starship, which is supposed to go around the moon. But if Starship is operational, it conceivably could go and fix a Hubble because it'll have it'll have all the equipment needed to do what the shuttle used to do. And so we face that possibility down the road, but right now it ain't happening, and we're about to lose Hubble, I think.
China's given us a map of the moon. Do we trust it?
Yes, this is good science. They've been doing work, and they've produced a great geological atlas of the moon. First, the highest resolution one in history since the 60s. A lot of it's using our data, a lot of it's using their data, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.